Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: my boyfriend puts his friends first. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a man for almost 2 years, and he has a lot of female friends. I hung out with all of them, and at first I tried to act like a team player, but I see he has no respect for boundaries in this relationship. He has a lot of house parties, or his friends will come over and do impromptu cookouts no matter what we have planned. He drops everything to entertain them. He calls and invites females over to his house whenever he's having a get-together. I've told him that his single friends are going to cause him to be a single man, too. Fast forward to last weekend, and he and I went out Friday night, and we didn't make plans for Saturday, so I got up and went to the mall. As I left out, he told me that he wanted to have a cookout, something small. I went to the mall, then home to take a nap, and then to my boyfriend's house. There were new girls there that I had never met, and one of them greeted me as if she was a lady of the house. My boyfriend ran over to intervene because he knows me. Three females were in his kitchen cooking and making drinks and very comfortable in his home. The cutest one yelled when her song came on, and she ran out to the patio to dance with my man. She told him that was their song from college, and he told her that he played the song just for her. Of course, he said I was blowing things out of proportion after I quietly cursed him out in the laundry room. He tried to assure me that they all went to college together and it's innocent. He asked if two of the girls could crash at his house. I said no, and he said he had already told them they could, and he didn't want to be rude. Is this all just innocent fun, or is he playing me for a fool in my face? Wow. This guy is not your boyfriend. You called him your man and everything, but guess what? He's everybody's man. He's everybody's boyfriend. All his college girlfriends. You're not number one in his life. You're not a priority in his life. These women are way too familiar to be considered just his college friends. He had a past with a few of them. You can believe that. They're saying things like, "Ooh, that's our song," and then dancing with him, running out to dance with him on the patio, sleeping over and stuff, and acting like they're the ladies of the house. They're all in the kitchen when you, his supposed girlfriend, comes in. They don't even know you, let alone respect you. I mean, you know, yeah, you said you hung out with them, but they don't seem to have a clue who you really are in his life, because guess what? He hasn't told them about you. He didn't claim you in front of them when he had a perfect opportunity, okay? This is not looking good for you and him and this relationship going forward, and you need to let him know that. But of course, he will dismiss your feelings and tell you you're blowing things out of proportion again. You may as well be one of the random chicks at the barbecue for all it matters, because he's done nothing to show you or them otherwise. After 2 years, this is what it is? I mean, you're just one of the girls to him. So I suggest to you that you don't waste another second of your time with him and move on. Let him have his female friends. He's not worth it. You deserve to be special to someone, just not him. Steve?
I'm amazed. I'm just simply amazed here. I don't know how many times I say it on this show, but y'all write these letters to this show. You already know what I've said on this topic before. I've said it over and over. I'm assuming that people write into the show because they're fans of the show and they watch and they listen to the show.
Thank you.
And I assume that people write into the Strawberry Letter because they know that we give out our different takes and advice on these letters. It's not always advice. Sometimes it's just my take. Now, Shirley does, between the two of us, try to offer the most advice. I sometimes just give you my take. Because sometimes I don't think you need advice. I just think you just need to hear your stupid letter read back to you. That's how I feel about it sometimes. Because to me, sometimes I just can't believe you typed it. You sat there and just took the time out. This letter right here is coming from a person who's obviously listened to the show before. And so now I got to tell you, we've gone over this. Mm-hmm. So here we go again. My boyfriend puts his friends first. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a man for almost 2 years, and he has a lot of female friends. Stop right there. Let's just go over this line right here. I'm dating a man that has a lot of female friends. I have told you. Every opportunity I get on this show, that men are incapable of having female friends that they have been attracted to or are currently attracted to. We are incapable of that. I ain't gonna tell you no more, but it looks like I have to tell you again, because this is what this letter about right here. You don't believe fat meat greasy. Well, let me pull the grease out the pan for you. I hang out with all of them. And at first I tried to act like a team player, but I see he has no respect for boundaries in this relationship. Well, ma'am, you know why he don't have no respect for the boundaries in the relationship? Because you don't have any boundaries. See, you went along with all of this. You condone it. You hang out with all of them. See, you can't put the velvet rope up and then don't expect nobody to step over it. You got to have barbed wire fence if you serious. But you got a little velvet rope with the clip on it. Anybody can take that off. He don't respect the boundaries because you don't have any. When we come back, it's more of the same.
All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter subject, my boyfriend puts his friends first. We'll get back into it right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. My boyfriend puts his friends first.
Here's another letter about a woman with a man that has female friends. And it done created a problem. I done told y'all. Over and over and over on this show. See, I don't care if you agree with Uncle Steve or agree with what I'm saying. These is facts. And the proof keep coming in all these letters. This man has female friends. That ain't what we capable of doing, but okay, let's try. And he has a lot of female friends. I hang out with all of them. So once again, you condone this. At first, I tried to act like a team player, but I see he has no respect for boundaries in his relationship. Once again, he has no boundaries for the relationship because you don't have any boundaries in the relationship. See, you remember you said you hang out with all of them. You've been going along with this. He has a lot of house parties, and his friends come over and do impromptu cookouts. Okay, so now you got a man that's got some women that can pop by and just start cooking at his house that you're hoping one day becomes y'all's house. Yellow. And they do impromptu cookouts no matter what we have planned. That's interesting. He drops everything to entertain them. Oh, you mean he's prioritized these fine female friends over you? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't make myself clear about this. He calls and invites females over to his house whenever he's having a get-together. I've told him that his single friends are going to cause him to be a single man, too. But it ain't. Because you still with him. So nice bluff, lady, but he keeps calling your bluff. You know why? Because he keeps calling these women. And you ain't going to do a thing about it. Fast forward to last weekend, and he and I went out Friday night, and we didn't make plans for Saturday. So I got up, went to the mall. As I left out, I was told that he wanted to have a cookout, something small. So I went to the mall, then home to take a nap, and then I went over to my boyfriend's house. There were new girls there. Surprise! Why not have some new girls there? You ain't having a problem with the old ones. You give me an inch, I take a yard. You give me a little rope, I'm start pulling a lot of boats in with the rope. So now some new girls at the house. Oh, I never met, and one of them greeted me as if she was the lady at the house. She didn't greet you as the lady at the house, as she was. She was, in her mind, at that particular moment, lady at the house. She didn't even know who you was. Hey, girl, how you doing? Welcome. Come on in. We all set up in the back. You looking stupid. You at the house taking naps. My boyfriend ran over to intervene because he knows me. Know what? Know all he got to do is smooth it over with you, and he going to make you lick this up and like it, too. That's what he know about you. Let me run over here and make her lick this and like this, too. And that's just what he did, too. Three females were in the kitchen cooking and making drinks and very comfortable in his home. That's because they've been there before. The cutest one yelled when her song came on, and she ran to the patio to dance with my man. She told him that was their song from college. He told him he played that song just for her. How many times I got to tell you we can't be friends with no fine women? I told you that. Now they're out there dancing on the patio to their song. He played it just for her. That's our song. Who did you say ran out there? The cutest one. I told you that ain't what we do. Of course, he said I was blowing things out of proportion after I quietly cursed him out in the laundry room. See, you do all your business behind closed doors. He in your face all up front. You can do all the cussing in the laundry room quietly if you want to. He out on the patio dancing with the music turned up. You see the difference between y'all two? You try to respect him. He ain't got none for you. He tried to assure me that they all went to college together and it was innocent. They did all go to college together. All of them. Even the one they had the favorite song. They were screwing.
It's not innocent.
Okay. He asked if two of the girls could crash. Here goes a good one. He asked if two of the girls could crash at his house. I said no. He said he already told them they couldn't. He didn't want to be rude. Wait a minute, hold up. Wait, so you don't understand. How stupid are you, lady? Let me ask you just how stupid you are. You are always an afterthought. Yeah, y'all can stay over here. Hey, baby, is it okay if they stay over here? No, well, I already told them they could.
Well, I better ask.
Because this his house. It's not y'all's house. He done told them they can stay. So now all y'all gonna be in there sleeping together. Wait a minute, you done went along with the cookouts. Let me see if I can press this button a little bit. You didn't mind the girls come over, so guess what? I got some new girls coming over. You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep pressing this button because I'm gonna make you lick it and like it, which I'm capable of doing, and you're gonna go along with it. Now, here's the question. Is this just all innocent fun, or is he playing me for a fool in my face? Here's what I want you to do, young lady. I want you to go over to a mirror in your house. I want you to look in that mirror and I want you to realize something, that the face you see is the food.
All right, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish I would tell Margie some girls is coming up. Old or new.
College friends. All right, leave your comments on today's
Shirley
letter.
Shirley, Carly, Monica can't come over here.
Yes, we can.
No, you can't. You ain't coming over here.
Leave us your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out today's Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.